Chapter 47, Paul's Final Arrest and Imprisonment. Paul's work among the churches could not escape the observation of his enemies. Under Nero, the Christians had everywhere been proscribed. After a time, the unbelieving Jews conceived the idea of fastening on Paul the crime of instigating the burning of Rome. Not one of them thought he was guilty, but they knew that such a charge would seal his doom. Paul was again arrested and hurried away to Rome to his final imprisonment. He was accompanied by several companions, but he refused to permit others thus to imperil their lives. Thousands of Christians in Rome had been martyred for their faith. Many had left, and those who remained were greatly depressed. At Rome, Paul was placed in a gloomy dungeon, accused of instigating one of the most terrible of crimes against the city and nation. He was the object of universal execration. His few friends now began to leave, some by desertion, others on missions to various churches. Demas, dismayed by the thickening clouds of danger, forsook the persecuted apostle. Writing to Timothy, Paul said, "Only Luke is with me." Never had the apostle needed his brethren as now, enfeebled as he was by age, toil, and infirmities, and confined in the damp, dark vaults of a Roman prison. Luke, the beloved disciple and faithful friend, was a great comfort and enabled Paul to communicate with his brethren. In this trying time, Paul's heart was cheered by frequent visits from Onesiphorus. This warm-hearted Ephesian spared no effort to make Paul's lot more bearable. In his last letter, the apostle wrote thus: "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain, but, when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day." Christ longed for the sympathy of his disciples in his hour of agony in Gethsemane. And Paul yearned for sympathy and companionship at a time of loneliness and desertion. Onesiphorus brought gladness and cheer to one who had spent his life in service for others.